Welcome to the second episode of Mondays with Melanie. Today's session will be about the one song everyone in America is currently talking about. After a long time of waiting, Childish Gambino finally released a new song, which led to a lot of controversial political discussion in the US. This Is America does not only address the willingness of policemen to use violence against Afro-Americans, but also the daily use of guns in the US. Childish Gambino emphasizes the carelessness of people in dealing with violence and crime. My name is Melanie Scott, and my guests today will be Abigail Porter, an Afro-American student at Harvard University, Robert Andrews, a media expert from Oxford, and Alice Green, a journalist working for Tox News. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Abigail. I'm 22 years old and I'm currently studying social studies at Harvard University. I'm also a member of the Black Lives Matter movement. Especially for me, the song is of huge importance because it shows that the discrimination of Afro-Americans is still an ongoing topic and that all Americans have to realize this.
First of all, thank you for the invitation. My name is Robert Andrews. I'm a professor for media science in Oxford, Great Britain. I'm here to criticize the current media situations relating to the reporting of incidents of racism and discrimination and the role of the consumers and the advertisement partners.
Thank you, Melanie, for having me here. My name is Alice Green. I'm a proud American journalist working for Tox News. I'm ready to talk about current issues America is dealing with.
Okay, thank you very much. I am very glad to have you here on my podcast today. Since a great part of This Is America deals with gun violence in America, I thought of starting off with your personal opinions and experiences relating to gun control in the US.
So first of all, gun violence is a topic every Afro-American is concerned with the most. I would like to refer to Gambino's song and especially emphasize the part in the video where a choir of black Americans is singing and in the next moment killed with a gun. This situation resembles the tragic incident where white supremacist Dylan Roof entered Charleston Church in 2015 and killed 9 Afro-Americans. This and a lot of other examples show that the pro-gun lobby makes guns so accessible that even in church, Afro-Americans can't feel safe anymore. Another example is that in this year, black men experience 27 more firearm homicides per 100,000 people annually worldwide, in contrast to 2.1 white men facing firearm homicides.
I completely agree. In my opinion, gun violence is a huge problem in America. There are too many deaths, and the media, with regards to politics, does not take any steps to end it.
Okay, first of all, everyone knows about the existence of the Second Amendment of the US Constitution that protects individual gun ownership. Gun ownership is an American tradition older than the country itself and is protected by the Second Amendment. It protects an individual right to possess a firearm unconnected with a service in militia and to use that arm for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense within home. Furthermore, gun control laws do not deter crime. Gun ownership deters crime. There's a study from 2013 that found out that between, 1980 and 2009, assault weapon bans did not significantly affect murder rates at the state level. While gun ownership doubled in the 21st century, the murder rate decreased. Maybe you have heard about the book More Guns, Less Crime, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws by John Lott. The author explains, states with the largest increases in gun ownership also have the largest drops in violent crime. 57% of people believe that only a gun protects them from being victimized.
Wait a minute. How do you justify these tragic incidents? How is it okay to normalize death that is caused by gun violence? Stephen Clark, an Afro-American boy, was shot and killed because the police believed he was pointing a gun at them, but it happened to be a damn cell phone. Police officers should protect us, and instead they try to hush up every mistake they make.
These are really, really tragic incidents, but the police is dealing with so much pressure day by day and cannot protect everyone all the time.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to go on to another topic now. The song also emphasizes the carelessness of the media in dealing with those topics. Would you like to say something about this, Robert?
In my point of view, as an outside viewer, The media do hide racism. And this has one simple cause. People want to be entertained by the media and don't want to be confronted with bad news. Many people are not directly affected by racism, discrimination and gun violence, so they don't want to be reminded by the media that something like racism exists and that it happens every day. Of course, they report about it, but often not about everything and not critically. They are more into showing happy news and shows. And this is one point Mr. Glover criticizes in his song. Light entertainment is more fun and is more popular among media consumers, and the advertisement partners know that. They don't want to be shown before bad news and don't want to be associated with bad news like acts of racism and discrimination. This leads to a loss of money in media companies. A current example is YouTube, which classifies videos about critical topics as advertisement unfriendly because it is feared that the advertisement partners would end the partnership because they are associated with these critical topics. The media should report more about acts of racism and discrimination and form a way to fight racism properly, as media always has a chance to form the people's mind.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. In This Is America, cell phones are shown as a device which people use to capture images of police officers shooting or even choking black people instead of calling for help or doing anything against it. There is no seriousness whatsoever.
Yes, I share the same opinion. A big part in the music video is the dancing. While shocking events take place in the background, Childish Gambino dances around happily, sometimes even with other Afro-American teenagers. This underlines that distraction from controversial topics actually works. In this case, the dancing refers to the media, which distracts from all the horrible things that happen in America.
Yes, that's true. It also symbolizes the appropriation of black culture. The black community is very diverse in our life, and I will stand up for that as long as I can to protect my culture.
Alice, do you have something to add?
Well, fortunately, we in the US have the freedom of speech, and free speech is crucial for functioning democracy. I can only speak for myself and Tox News. We always try to reach our readers' attention and always seek out for the truth.
But it has to be accepted that there is racism and it needs to be reported to make the people think about it and position themselves against it. And I want to appeal to the media companies to do so.
So, unfortunately, our time is over. I'd like to thank you for joining me in today's session. I think you have all mentioned important points which need to be discussed even further, not just in this podcast, but in the US in general. Such topics shouldn't be overlooked. Next Monday, we will talk about social mobility in America. Bye, guys!
Bye, Melanie!
Bye.